Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Time to dive in on another edition of Fantasy Sports Today. Another night in baseball last night that we'll recap. Also look forward to some games today, including the Major League debut of yet another player here in the month of August. Of course, we will check in a little bit later with Jeff Erickson of RotoWire. Fantasy Sports Today, our baseball hour, starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Gone. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Let's bring in Howard Bender of Fantasy Alarm and FantasyAlarm.com.
As a fantasy community, you would love to see us actually learn our lesson, because here we are fighting in August and July, fighting about, you know, where to draft Melvin Gordon, where to draft Ezekiel Elliott, what are we supposed to do with Todd Gurley and his arthritic knee. We overblow the drama so much here in the preseason, because there is they give so little for you to talk about.
Who better to talk baseball on this show than the legend, Lenny Melnick?
How do I respond to stupid trades? I'm trade offers are given to me because people think you're not paying attention. Very simple. Don't ignore them. Always respond, say no, thank you. Okay, but here's what you should do in the event that somebody offers you a stupid trade in your opinion. Write back very politely, please explain how this trade helps me. And oftentimes you'll be in a Seinfeld episode when you read how that trade can help you.
All right, welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today, and hopefully you guys are having a great start to your Wednesday. I'm Craig Mish, and this is our August 21st edition of the show. If you're listening live or listening on demand on the FNTSY app, welcome in. And we have Sean, of course, producing the program today. And if anybody is interested in speaking to me here on the show, here's how you do it. Call my cell phone. No, I'm just kidding. 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. That's how you get us here on the program. We're going to have Jeff Erickson coming up in about 40 minutes from now. We'll talk some early projections for next year. We'll talk some Cincinnati Reds. And, of course, Jeff hosts every day and talking still a lot of baseball on his podcast and also on Twitter as well. So I'm curious to get his thoughts. But let's kind of run through a little bit of what happened yesterday in baseball, and then we'll get to some three up, three down. We'll start with a late night game last night, in case you missed it. And yeah, they're at it again last night. Would you believe another 16 runs scored by the Los Angeles Dodgers? What a season they are having. Like, who is formidable that can take down the Dodgers in the NL? Home runs from Muncy, Peterson, Taylor, Will Smith, Pollock. These guys are incredible. I saw it here in Miami last week. And they are just tearing everyone apart. Now, look, they did play Toronto. I get that. The Blue Jays are arguably one of the worst teams in baseball. And pitching-wise, they got nothing. But they are just a DFS darling every day. In fact, yesterday I decided to jump in and do a little FanDuel. I hadn't done any daily in a while. And, yeah, I didn't have any Dodgers. So you can imagine I ended up losing my money. I did have a Strasburg yesterday, and the bullpen blew it for him. That's another story. Clayton Kershaw pitched yesterday well again, picked up another win. He did give up two home runs to Bo Bichette, but the final, by the way, 16-3 yesterday. And the Dodgers trailed this game, I believe, 1-0. Bo Bichette led off the game with a home run. So, yeah, L.A. continues to be on fire. Speaking of which, Nelson Cruz, the ageless wonder, Twins, another clubbing. And Cruz had four more hits yesterday. His OPS is now over 1,000 for the season. As long as there's a designated hitter in the big leagues, Nelson Cruz is going to be okay. And he'll be back and playing well for the Twins next year. He only qualifies at your utility spot, but who cares if he's going to have this kind of year? You take it. Two injured list stints, who cares? Four more hits for him yesterday. By the way, Max Kepler, who's been the leadoff hitter for the Twins all season long, one of the few things that I'm extremely happy about getting right this season. He hit his 34th home run. Max Kepler is going to end up with 40 home runs this season. Great, great pick in fantasy. No question
you
about
him
that.
Hitting this many home runs? Wow.
No, I just have him on my team, though. So can I get credit for that if he ends up hitting 40?
You definitely should.
I thought he would hit 30.
But he regressed last year after his rookie year, so I was like, oh,
yeah, I thought he would hit 30, and some of the advanced metrics were pointing toward him leading off, which, Sean, of course, the key to that is him getting more at-bats. If you have a leadoff hitter in Major League Baseball, just by sheer volume, you're going to get that. So I thought he'd hit 30. He's going to end up with 40. But that's great. That's fine. He's having a great year. Nick Solak, have you heard of him? Probably not. Former Yankees prospect. Second baseman now for the Texas Rangers. They've had all kinds of injuries. He hit his first home run yesterday, so congratulations to him. Those of you in these deeper leagues, you got to start paying attention. Guys are going to get called up in the next 7 to 10 days like crazy. Solak, big home run yesterday for the Texas Rangers, and congratulations to him. Bad news in baseball. Start off with a lot of good news. Here's the bad news. Carlos Correa placed on the injured list. Aaron Sanchez placed on the injured list. So third year in a row for Correa, who they said initially was day-to-day, he is going to miss 50 games for the third straight year. Not good. Not good for Carlos Correa. I don't know what to say about him at this point. He's just an injury-prone guy, and hopefully next year he's healthy, but no longer a surefire, well, not a first-round pick by far anymore, not even a second-round pick at this point. I don't think that you would take that chance. And the shine is off Aaron Sanchez big time. He had one great start. Everyone said, oh, my gosh, the magic dust is on him. And then a bad start, and then the injured list. And he said it's been bothering him, an injury been bothering him for a while, which is pretty peculiar for a guy to be traded and there not be that medical to identify that. But nonetheless, that's the story. And also interesting today, I want to mention this because we're starting to get some lineups out here in about an hour from now. Jake Fraley, one of the top prospects for the Seattle Mariners, is going to make his major league debut. What can you expect? It's a rookie. We don't know. But he did hit 20 home runs in the minors, and he did steal 20 bases. So if you're in need of some stolen bases, you're playing in an AL-only league or a 15-team league, something like that, you may want to hop off this show, pick up Jake Fraley, and then come back in a couple of minutes because I think that he could end up helping you and stealing some bases for the rest of the season. That's what's going around Major League Baseball right now. We got plenty more to come as we do our little three up, three down segment. Can't wait to tell you all about the latest in baseball and also the latest in the Matrix saga. It is back again. I'll tell you what the latest is with Keanu Reeves there. And also, does Larry Bird like tattoos? The answer is no. I'll tell you about that next. FNTSY rolls on after this.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is. Take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Game time decisions.
Baker Mayfield, he's got an attitude problem. So you went 7-8-1. Big deal. What have you done? You haven't played one damn game this year. I don't wish ill will upon people, but the guys that they have on their team and just the way they're taking shots at the New York Giants, I'm not even a Giants fan. I almost like, I want the Giants to do well now. It's just like, it's just, I don't understand.
Well, Daniel Jones is becoming a guy you want to pull for.
Watch live weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Down, and this is Craig Mish back with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. And hope you guys are having a gorgeous Wednesday. Hope everybody in the pit is doing well, in New York City as well. I'm here in South Florida. First day of school for my kids today. So empty household today. No daddy having to do much except for host this show. And what am I talking about? I did a live stream last night. I got another one tomorrow night. I mean, yeah, I'm a jack of all trades. I got a podcast to do tomorrow. Got the Marlins game Friday night. But I will say this: getting a little break during the day is not a bad thing. Sean, you're not married, Sean, right? No kids, no nothing like that.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you got time for that. You're practicing right now. You're working on it, right?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay. Any girlfriends or you're flying solo at
the moment?
No,
unfeathered right now.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. This job you're gonna need after you get off. You're looking for that as soon as you get off work on a Thursday night or Friday night. I get you. Okay. I said it, not you. All right. Here we go. Three up, three down. The Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals. I'm holding my ticket. I don't know if I showed this to you, Sean, but from the win in Las Vegas, I have a ticket that. See, like a lot of people like to talk gambling. They don't actually bet. I have a ticket which I'm happy to show anybody listening to the show. A $200 ticket. It's a bad ticket, obviously, but, you know, at least I put my money where my mouth is. I picked the Cardinals to win the World Series, so I have a 12-1 from the win in Las Vegas out at the winter meetings. I snuck away and did it. I would collect $2,600 if I end up winning that, but stupidly enough, I could get better odds right now on the Cardinals. I could get 20-1. Regardless, they won their third game in a row. They are still in first place in the NL Central. And the Cubs won two, so basically they're keeping pace. Harrison Bader returned yesterday for the Cardinals, which hurts my fantasy team because I have Randy Arozarena, but that's okay. Bader, three walks yesterday. Man, Bader's play discipline has been so horrible all year. Maybe this is something that's trending up for him. Anthony Rizzo certainly trending up. He hit two home runs yesterday, so I love a good race in the NL Central. Milwaukee is certainly right there as well. But the Cardinals and Cubs are going to just keep punching each other in the face all the way to the end of the season. I dig it, and I like it. Nick Ahmed is the second trending up. I saw a tweet from Matt Modica earlier on him, and John Lobb wanted to talk about him a little bit later in the show, too. Nick Ahmed for the Diamondbacks. Has anybody paid attention to this guy all season? This was a player known for all glove, no bat. In fact, they tried to play so many players over him through the years, including a name in baseball that you may remember. And look, this is probably the end of the line for him. But remember the name Chris Owings. Owings was playing more than Nick Ahmed, and they figured, well, you know, Owings will hit a little bit more. Meanwhile, yesterday he hit his 17th home run. His on-base percentage is a career-high 33%. He's hit three home runs in the last 7 days. He's stolen seven bases this season, and this is going to sound nuts, but he is, like, moving into that conversation of a top 10 shortstop in fantasy baseball. Wow, yes, it is true. I mean, look, you're going to have guys that are ahead of him, but bottom line, Jose Ramirez, who qualified at short and second, not a great year. Carlos Correa, he is injured. And Nick Ahmed, he's not Lindor, but look, he's moving into that talk where 25 home runs, 80 runs driven in, 10 steals. It's a good year for him. So good job by him for sure. Those are my two baseball trending ups. How about a movie trending up? I figure we'll do this here on the show. The Matrix is back. I have mixed emotions on this, but I'm going to put it in the trending up for me. Now, look, The Matrix is the first movie of The Matrix, one of the great sci-fi movies, would you say, of all time, at least of the last 20, 30 years. Well, it's probably older than 20 years now. I got to look at that. But one of the great sci-fi movies for sure. I loved it every time it's on. It's one of those movies where you can keep watching it. But then what happened? They made the second Matrix. I don't know if it was Reloaded or Revolving or whatever they called it. But the second one and the third ones were not really that good. Especially the third one wasn't that good. And then there was that one scene in The Matrix. I think it was at the end of the second one where you had that guy explaining what The Matrix was all about. The old guy in the room. And it just made no sense at all. Nobody could figure it out. Anyway, Keanu Reeves is back. Carrie Ann Moss is back. So it should be interesting at least a little bit. But I got to tell you, I have some mixed emotions because I did not like the third Matrix at all. Not a huge fan of that, but hopefully they do this one the right way because I don't want to ruin my vision of the first one. So those are my three trending ups on the show today here on Fantasy Sports Today. Here is what's trending down. You heard Dan Strafford in the update. Chris Archer left the game yesterday for Pittsburgh with a shoulder issue. If indeed Archer season is over, get a load of these numbers. 3-9 with a 5.19 earned run average. I get it. Nobody drafted Archer in a rotisserie league in the first round or the second round or the third or the fourth or probably even the fifth. But you were counting on Archer without a doubt to be at the very worst in a 12-team league, your SP3, and in one of those 15-teamers, maybe even an SP2. This was a trade that was a monster deal for Pittsburgh, sending all of those players like Austin Meadows and Tyler Glasnow over to Tampa. This is going to go down as a horrible trade for Pittsburgh unless something crazy happens with Archer. I can't see him returning this year. There's no reason. The Pirates are 20 games under 500. Huge disappointment. And honestly, I really like Archer. He did not look good here in Miami when I saw him pitch in person. I've always been a big fan of his and a fan of his pacing. He always gets the ball and throws it immediately over the plate. Bring my kids to the game. They love going to games that Archer pitches in because they're out in 3 hours. Not this year. Huge disappointment. That's the first one. Second one, Ronda Rousey, now of the WWE and getting involved in some acting too, apparently. She nearly severs her finger filming the show 9-1-1 and then posted this picture on Instagram. I don't even want to talk about it. It's so bad. But either way, a boat of a door fell on her hand in the filming of it. So she didn't think it was any big deal because she's used to injuries. They see the injury. They immediately get her to the emergency room and have surgery. And 3 days later, she's back. She's filming and says that she's fine. Ronda Rousey's tough, huh? Wow. So, kind of curious there. But listen, if you do go to the Instagram and take a look, I'm just warning in advance, it's not something that you want to see. But we all like a good horror show, I guess. So there you go. My final one here is Larry Bird, the great Larry Bird, one of the greatest players in the history of the NBA. Can't argue that, right? Well, this is online for those of you who want to take a look, too. Somebody painted a mural of Larry Bird in Indiana with a bunch of tattoos on Larry Bird. I am not kidding. So it's a nice mural on the side of what looks like a house or a wall of some kind. But Larry Legend took a look at it and says that, please take the tattoos off me. Now, he did come out and say that 98% of the guys in the NBA and people who he associates with have tattoos. He has no problem with the tattoos on other people. But since he never had a tattoo, he's just kind of wondering why his body has tattoos all over him. And I could certainly understand that from his perspective. But either way, got to get that tattoo down for whoever put that mural up. Don't put tattoos on Larry Bird, okay? The kid from French Lick, Indiana. Got to make sure you take that down. So that's kind of funny there. Either way, go take a look online. You'll check that out. So that is our three up, three down segment for today. Coming up next, here's what we're going to roll with, just to give you an idea for the rest of this show. We are going to talk about a couple of players who are trending up and trending down in terms of baseball for the last month or two. I got one guy who, and I've talked about him a lot on the show, who's so underappreciated in fantasy baseball. He is a bona fide first-round pick in fantasy next year in all 12-team leagues, maybe early second round in the worst. And then another player who was trending up 2 months ago and he looked like he was going to hit 40 home runs, and has completely fallen off the map. So we'll go over those two players. We'll also take a look at the Major League Baseball schedule for today. Coming up at 12:40 Eastern, which is in 20 minutes from now, or just a quick fast forward on your phone, Jeff Erickson of RotoWire is going to join us. He chimes in on some of the issues that we'll be looking at as fantasy baseball analysts going into next year due to the way that the ball has been flying out of the ballpark, and he'll also weigh in on the Cincinnati Reds. We'll close out hour number one of the show. We've got our football hour coming up at 1 o'clock Eastern. Sean and I will go over some player props and review the NFC win totals. I have some opinions on that. And then John Lobb's got some college football discussion for us as well. So that's what we got here for the show to you, for you today. And we'll continue on that trek next as we return here on Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. Don't go away. A quick break. And we're right back here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on the show, 12:25 on the East. And hopefully guys are enjoying today. We got baseball coming up here, so we're going to get to that here in just a sec. You could become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer, or join the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL Annual Pass with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. And this is Fantasy Sports Today. We got Jeff Erickson coming up in just a little bit. This is my 2-minute rant on how much I think that we should appreciate Juan Soto of the Washington Nationals. How many players do we talk about in baseball that are great before we get to talking about Juan Soto, who I believe is 20 years old? Like how many guys, Ronald Acuna, Mike Trout, and Christian Yelich, and Cody Bellinger, and Pete Alonso, he's amazing. Has anybody stopped to take a look at what Soto is doing this year? Soto will probably be 8 to 10 home runs behind some of these other guys. He also spent 10 days on the injured list. Soto is hitting .290 with an on-base percentage of about .400. He's got 28 home runs. He's stolen 12 bases this season. I thought Juan Soto couldn't run at all. I thought he was slow. He's stolen 4 in his last 15 games. I mean, is Juan Soto the next Trey Turner? I know that's kind of joking a little bit, but I mean, think about why you drafted Trey Turner this year, right? You drafted him for steals. That was the main reason in a lot of fantasy leagues. Trey Turner has 26 steals. Juan Soto has 12. I mean, yeah, he has a few more, but not that many. Like 14 more. I mean, I suppose that's a big deal in like an NL only, but in a mixed league, Soto's crushing it. I don't see any way that you get out of the first round without not taking this guy. It's got to be. If I had to do my projections for next year, I would probably put Trout first, Ronald Acuna second. Third would probably have to be Christian Yelich. Fourth would be Cody Bellinger. And then you're in that mix of Pete Alonso, Lindor, you know, maybe Eugenio Suarez. I think at this point you got to start putting him in the first round. Guy hits 40 home runs every year, but he's in that conversation. He's got to be there, without a doubt. I just don't think we have enough appreciation for this guy. And by the way, when we as analysts and hosts and people in the community talk about players, a lot of times it's because we own the player in fantasy. I own 0 of Juan Soto this year. None. 0. Zip. And I can still appreciate how good he is. I think Gray Albright was the one who was big on Juan Soto going into the year. By the way, Gray not on the show today because we recorded some things very early and he was sleeping. That's true. Okay, on the flip side of great, let me give you a little bit bad, okay? Now, go back to the months of, when was it, April? Yeah, April. Do you remember that there was a series overseas? This is going far back to March and April. Do you remember who the hottest hitter was after overseas and coming back? It was Domingo Santana. Does anybody remember that? The first few games that were played in the month of March. Domingo Santana, he's an MVP candidate. He's going to be amazing. Domingo Santana is 1 for his last 20. He is 6 for his last 49. And he has already struck out 159 times this season. He may still end up hitting 30 home runs. He could certainly have a much better run in September than he's had in June and July and August. But that was the ultimate sell-high guy in fantasy this year. And I know it's hard to do. You have a guy, you feel like you got him late in the draft, you want to plant that flag and say, I did a great job, like I said with Max Kepler. But sometimes you got to know better and you got to know when to pull the plug. And he definitely was that guy for sure. So he still leads the league the team in hitting, by the way, which is really amazing at .256. And he has 69 runs driven in. But at the end of the year, you got what you kind of paid for Santana, maybe a little bit above that, but he's on this epic downturn, and I don't know that there's any coming back for him, so we will have to see. All right, very quickly, let's get to the Major League Baseball scoreboard and give you some DFS pitching options for today. I was playing on FanDuel yesterday. I hit on Strasburg. I hit on John Birdie of Miami. He hit a home run, too. But my 96 points kept me about 8 points out of the money, so no money for me on FanDuel yesterday. Padres and Reds are about to go off here in about a minute, first pitch. Luis Castillo is starting today for the Cincinnati Reds. He's been one of baseball's best. Padres have been struggling, and I would expect a nice game from him today, although if you're playing in the day-night slate in DFS, I'm probably too late to get to you on that, so I apologize. An opener today for Seattle at Tampa. Corey Gearin will start. We'll see who they bring in after. It's a 110 Eastern game. Tampa Bay not using an opener today. They're using Charlie Morton. I thought Morton had a pretty good shot of being in that Cy Young mix. The wins have not been there as much. He slowed down a little bit. His ERA is propped up to about 270, but still having a great season, no doubt, for Tampa Bay. Also, as I mentioned, for Seattle, today is going to be the major league debut of Jake Fraley, one of their top prospects, so we'll keep an eye on him and report back for you tomorrow on how he does. White Sox and Twins, Lucas Giolito, not a lot of wins since pitching that All-Star game, 13-6 with a 3.41. The White Sox have gone completely the other way. Remember when they were 500 when I started the show back in June? 13 games under now. Twins clobbered them yesterday. Jake Odorizzi, he's 13-5 with a 3.50 earned run average. The Rockies swept the Marlins. The one team they can't beat this season is the Diamondbacks. They've lost 7 in a row to them. Arizona has Mike Leake on the bump today against John Gray. Gray is 11-8 with a 3.84. Leake is 9-9 with a 4.64. 7:05 Eastern, we put Sean in the room and force him to watch the Orioles-Royals game tonight. It will be Brooks and Montgomery. Brooks' ERA is 6.49. Montgomery's 3-5 with a 4.63. Orioles are 46 games under 500, and the Royals are 36 games under 500. So, yeah, no shot. Nationals and Pirates. Pat Corbin, 9-5 with a 3.34. The Pirates reeling at this point, 21 games under 500. Joe Musgrove is 8-11. With a 4.59. Corbin has to be in all of your DFS lineups tonight. The Pirates came back in a big way. It was against the bullpen of the Nationals. They're not hitting. They're not pitching. You should get a nice win tonight, I would think, from Corbin. Angels and Rangers as we start the night slate. Sandoval starts for the Angels. He's 0-1 with a 5.79. Mike Minor, one of the shining lights for the Rangers this year. He's 11-7 with a 2.94. Phillies will take on the Red Sox today. If you remember yesterday's show, I gave you a DFS option in Aaron Nola. He ended up picking up the win and got a quality start. Drew Smyly, why I still am starting him, I don't know. In my Tout Wars League, I have no choice. His ERA is 7. He's 2-6. The Phillies should be cutting bait. They're chasing the postseason. I don't know what they're doing. Rick Porcello, 11-9 with a 5.49 earned run average. Indians and Mets today. Big return yesterday for J.D. Davis. Came in and hit a home run after missing a few games for the Mets as they got the win. They're 65-60. Marcus Stroman, 7-11 with a 3.21. The Indians' fifth starter, Adam Plutko, 5-3 with a 4.67. Marlins and Braves tonight. Miami is just getting pounded lately. Julio Teheran has dominated Miami all season long. Any two-pitcher format, Teheran needs to be your second guy. He's undefeated against Miami this year with an ERA under 2. Caleb Smith starts for the Marlins. He's 8-6 with a 3.63. Brewers and Cardinals. Adrian Hauser's 5-5, 3.76. Cardinals have won 3 straight. Adam Wainwright is 9-8 with a 4.33 earned run average. And I think the Cardinals are primed for a big run if they can keep it going, but we'll just have to see. Giants and Cubs. Derek Rodriguez. He's 5-6 with a 4.79. Looked pretty good his last time out. I wonder if this is the start of something good for him. He'll go against Yu Darvish, who's 4-6 with a 4.21 earned run average. The Giants now back to 500 at 63-63. The Tigers and Astros. So this is the moment that you've all been waiting for. Tigers and Astros tonight. Is this going to be one of the games that ends up being the biggest favorite in the history of Major League Baseball? Is tonight the game? Is this it tonight? I don't know. Will it end up going off as the biggest favorite in the history of baseball? I've never seen this before, Sean. You'd have to ask people who were involved in this. The Astros are minus 570 to win.
That's the highest, I think.
I've never seen this in the history.
Minus 450 was the highest.
This is the biggest in the history of baseball.
It has to be.
It has to be. 570? I've never seen 500.
Amazing.
Ever. Minus a run and a half is 300. It's crazy. Anyway, Verlander tonight, so I guess that's why, against Daniel Norris. Yankees and Athletics tonight, J-Hap, Mike Fiers. Hap 10-7 with a 5.40. Fires 11-3 with a 3.46. Athletics are giving the Yankees they can handle. We'll see if Aaron Judge can start picking it up. He's had a tough year. And then finally, the Blue Jays and Dodgers. You talk about big favorites. The Dodgers are 400 tonight against the Jays. Walker Buehler 10-3 with a 3.31. Wilmer Font 3-3 with a 4.41 earned run average, and that is the Major League Baseball preview and scoreboard for today. Would you dare bet the Houston Astros today? What would be the point? I think that I would have to take the other side just to give it a shot.
Why
in
not?
A one game scenario? Having a 6-1 in a one game scenario? I've never seen that before. We're going to have to review this game tomorrow and see what happens. We'll take a quick time out here on FNTSY. Joining us next, Jeff Erickson will join us. His thoughts are always fantastic, one of the best in the business. And he talks about the Reds coming up next, as well as why he keeps tweeting baseball information. I thought that we were all supposed to be football guys. Not so fast, says Jeff Erickson. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Full-time fantasy.
Brown is doing everything we thought he was doing. We thought he was the cancer, and he's proven to be right. Juju looks like a star. Even Ben is coming out of this smelling like a rose. Antonio Brown looked bad last year, and now he's got major egg on his face this year. If you want to change people's opinion of you, if you even care, show up to practice, put on your helmet, shut the hell up, and play football.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. It is time for a little fantasy sports today, more baseball discussion in our hour of baseball here on the show. You can follow Jeff Erickson on Twitter at Jeff_Erickson, RotoWire senior editor, and of course hear him on Sirius Satellite Radio on RotoWire Fantasy Sports Today. Jeff, good afternoon, and thanks for coming on the show as always. How are you?
I'm doing great, and as always, thank you for having me on. I always enjoy the chance to talk baseball.
Yeah, and I am just so pumped following you all season long. I mean, look, I know this is kind of like a backdoor conversation, and maybe I'm just wrong, but I feel like this year, Jeff, at least you on social media are talking more baseball in August than I can ever remember. Now, and by the way, that's not an indictment of talking baseball or not talking baseball, but maybe you're doing well in leagues. I have no idea, but it feels like you are just like super passionate about it this late in the season.
Yeah, I am. I'm always super passionate, but the good news here is I'm also doing more podcasts than I've ever done. That's the one thing. I used to do one a week, and now I'm up to three a week, in part because, you know, football season on other outlets is, you know, it's what pays the bills. So kind of have to do a lot of football talk there, but and I'm one of those people that does both. But I'm having a blast. And, like, you know, Tim Heaney and I did a pod yesterday talking about closers for next season and talking about our closer strategy for next season, because it's been a wild year for closers. It's really been difficult. And dealing with teams, bullpen management, and dealing with the high run environment, all these things, it's created a different challenge for us. So that's perfect fodder. But, yeah, I am super enthusiastic about it. And, yeah, I do have some good teams. That also does tend to help. I have 16 leagues, Greg, so wow. I am really, really pretty, and a lot of different formats, player pools and all that, but it's a great time. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I'm happy that I get to do this for a living.
Yeah, and listen, so am I. And listen, even on my show, we do like an hour of baseball, an hour of football, and I've never talked this much baseball on any fantasy baseball on any radio show in the last 10 years. So, you know, it's exciting for me to do, yep, aside from covering the Marlins like I do. You know, before we get into this year, looking ahead to next year, it's a topic that came up on the show, not just with Lenny, but with some other people as well, and it seems to be at least making its way around the social media environment, is that what we tend to do as people in the community or experts, however you want to call us, is get a good gauge for projections, how we think players may perform. And Jeff, I don't know that there'll ever be a more confusing offseason than the one that's coming up here, because I'm just not really sure if the commissioner of Major League Baseball, and baseball owns Rawlings, by the way, is going to basically say, yeah, we're going to change the baseball to bring it back to where it was. Is it going to stay the same? And I think that's going to play games with my projections, but I know that you do this professionally.
Absolutely.
And you guys print magazines and online publications, so... like, what is the plan for RotoWire? Like, what should my plan be for projecting next year?
I mean, I think you have to operate under the assumption that it's going to be a livelier ball, because, you know, like you said, they control the process. They really do. And they're like, oh, we didn't change it, or we, you know, it's a livelier core, but it's still within the range and all that. Well, I think they prefer it this way. I really do. I don't think they're going to announce if they change it back. That's the thing that's really difficult, is we're not going to know. It's just going to happen. You know, 2018 was actually a less lively ball that year, and I thought that, okay, the super happy fun ball era was over, but it wasn't. This is bigger than 2017. It's the liveliest year ever. I think we had a streak of like 35 days now where we've had at least one player have multiple homers. Pretty, I mean, I think it's cool. I think it's fun to see, you know, fun to see these feats of strength, but it's hard to kind of put a historical comp to this, because we are dealing with an era that's different. I will say this too. I mean, the players are maximizing it. I think, you know, we talk about the launch ankle revolution all the time. You know, players are hitting with more of an uppercut for a reason, because it's paying off. There's a payoff for it. You know, if we go back to an era where that ball dies on the track, well, or shorter in many cases, then they'll have to change back. They'll have to change accordingly. I think they adjust pretty quickly. I think that they're really good at what they do. But we saw a home run yesterday. Freddie Galvis hit one in the opposite field in Cincinnati. That was the combination of ballpark and ball that, you know, in a different era and or a different ballpark, that ball doesn't even get to the warning track. Yeah. I was watching, and I may have a lot of shares of Cal Quantrill, so I was a little annoyed by that. but I'm also a Reds fan, so it's kind of like this, oh, go Reds, yay. But, oh, that's a joke of a homer. I mean, right. All at the same time. Yeah. And you see that every day. Like, how is that even a homer?
Yeah, and Jeff, I'm glad you brought that up. That was going to be my next question, because in the fantasy community, I think what makes us all unique is we all kind of have our fandom, or at least for me, from a coverage point of view. It's like when I want to know something about the Reds, I know to talk to you. I think when people want to know something about the Marlins, they usually talk to me. And so I'm actually going to get a chance to see the Reds here in Miami. They play the Marlins, believe it or not, next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So I got to tell you, I am super excited on a Monday night to go to a game and see this kid Aquino play. And I know that you have got to be just enthralled with wondering if this kid's going to hit a home run every night. Now, look, Jordan Alvarez on Houston hit a bunch of home runs, kept it going. Austin Riley on Atlanta hit a bunch of home runs, and he stopped. So where should we be at with Aquino at this point? And even if he only hits 8 home runs, let's say, the rest of the season, boy, that's going to paint a weird picture for fantasy next year.
Right. And keep in mind, too, we're going to face some September pitching coming up here, too.
Yeah.
Some of these teams are already in that mode right now. Others will get there. Now, and we don't have the slew of waiver trades that we had last year, but, you know, we're going to get the whole play the kids thing in September. So that could bear good fruit for us again. I'll be honest, though, Craig. I whiffed on this one. I didn't expect him to have this sort of success. He last year was his second year at Double-A. You know, repeated Double-A, kind of hit the Double-A wall. You know, he showed some improvement with his, like, you know, with the plate coverage, with his contact rate, some power. But then he opened his stance up this year and got superior results. He's just seeing the ball better. He's the raw power is always there. It's just a matter of now turning that into a real skill to be able to square up and see the ball better. You know, teams are going to make an adjustment. You know, the teams adjusted Austin Riley. I think he would have adjusted back. You know, if you look at his minor league career, there's a suggestion that he did the same thing at AAA where, you know, it took a while for him to kind of, you know, cut down on the strikeouts, but he did it. And I think that will happen next year. I'll probably own some Austin Riley next year. I think we haven't gone through that stage yet with Aquino where teams are actually kind of scouting him out and figuring out, okay, we got to have a plan for this guy. Instead of him just being just a batter, he's now a threat, and probably the biggest threat in the Reds lineup, which is watered down considerably right now. You know, Suarez is still doing his thing, but Votto had a terrible year, and now he's on the IL. You know, you look at some, you know, no more Puig. It's not that scary of a lineup, and that's a hidden thing. We all thought the Reds were going to be this ticket to the carnival here, both from a standpoint of their offense and that their pitching wouldn't be that great. But the opposite happened. Sonny Gray has been fantastic. Castillo has been fantastic. They've gotten good stretches out of guys like DeSclafani, even like Tyler Molly. His win-loss record isn't great, but he had his moments there where he was just kind of coming out unlucky there a little bit. You know, the bullpen has been better than it was last year, but man, the offense has gone through some serious droughts.
Yeah, it has, and I made the mistake of going back to the Peraza well again this year, and that will not happen again.
Huge disappointed.
Not doing that again.
He hasn't improved.
No, he is not. And you know what? I thought it was him batting eighth, which is always dismantling a player's confidence when he bats in front of the pitcher, especially if they fail. I'm seeing that here in Miami with Brinson again. But I that was a big whiff for me. By the way, you can follow Jeff Erickson on Twitter at Jeff_Erickson. And his podcast that is up right now that you can hear with Tim Heaney, as he's referring to, is rotowire.com/podcast. Tim does a great job covering fantasy as well. I don't want to steal the thunder from the podcast, but at the same time, maybe you can just give me your thoughts on closers. Like, I am probably the most vociferous, don't ever even sniff a closer ever in fantasy baseball. That's proven again this year. Diaz, failure. Trinan, failure. It's like across the board. But yeah. I guess, you know, we have to own these guys. And if we're not changing the way that we play, that's going to have to be the case. So kind of give me a little bit of a preview of the podcast, Jeff, where maybe you can just touch on what you feel the top tier guys, I guess, if there is a top tier going into next year.
Well, I think job security is key. I mean, I think more than anything else, you mentioned Trinan Diaz. You know, Trinan has been a closer for a year and a month prior to this season. Diaz had a great rookie year, took a step back, and then had a big year last year, but he's kind of a flavor of the month. Whereas, like, a guy like Aroldis Chapman, you know the job's his. You know, there used to be like, and there's just a handful of guys that have that job security. So I kind of like want to focus on that a little bit. I think people are going to pay up for Kirby Yates next year, and they probably will be a little disappointed because that's just the natural order of things. They're max effort guys. they burn bright and then they burn out. However, if you play in the NFBC or if you play in TGFBI, there's an overall component. So we can't just merely ignore saves. Be nice to. But, you know, in a standalone league, it's a viable strategy to punt saves. In an overall contest, we got to get them somehow. So what I like to do is probably get one guy in the first tier and then go dumpster diving. Avoid paying that 12th round pick on that second closer. You may have to get one in the first 10 rounds, say in the NFBC main event. You probably have to do that. And then I think, you know what, maybe attack job battles a little bit. You get two guys, and then you, knowing that you're going to cut one of them, but at least you're going to get the guy. You know, of course, the nightmare scenario is one gets named a closer, has two saves, then gets blown up and loses the job to the other guy. That's a risk. But I want to get the next Shane Green. You know, 2 years ago, I did when Diaz hit so many saves, like, oh yeah, the Diaz owners are probably cleaning up in the main event. One guy out of the top 20 had Diaz.
Wow.
But the common thread was, five or six guys had Blake Treinen for cheap. Five or six guys picked up Bud Norris and got the Cardinal question right. You know, it's that, especially in an era now where there's fewer saves in our pool than because we have so many bullpens by committee now, that there's still the same number of saves in baseball, but there's fewer in our fantasy pools because we can't just, you know, we can't corner the market. We can't physically own every single guy that gets a save opportunity. It's just not possible, at least in terms of the timing. You know, the timing changes a lot. So it's a different environment.
All right. Well, we'll check out your podcast over at RotoWire with Tim Heaney. And as always, Jeff, love the baseball tweeting and love the football conversation as well, of course, with you and Chris. But thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon. Thanks for coming on.
Anytime, Craig. Thanks for having me on.
All right. There it is. Jeff Erickson. Check out the podcast right now. That's up. He and Tim Heaney talking closers for next year. We'll take a quick time out. We'll be back with more Fantasy Sports Today right after this.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
The best friends forever.
What do you think of Josh Gordon going forward?
Yeah, I think he is a super talented player, but the reality is he hasn't been playing football.
Yeah.
You can't expect this guy to walk in, and I mean, in lifting weights and working out by yourself, it's not the same thing. He'll be fine up draft boards. I mean, he'll probably be going in what? In between the fourth and sixth round, probably. Yep. It might even raise because people are excited because of what he did. But I mean, if you look, even when he did play last time, he wasn't great.
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. You can follow Jeff Erickson on Twitter at Jeff_Erickson, RotoWire senior editor, and of course hear him on Sirius Satellite Radio on RotoWire Fantasy Sports Today. Jeff, good afternoon, and thanks for coming on the show as always. How are you?
I'm doing great, and as always, thank you for having me on. I always enjoy the chance to talk baseball.
Yeah, and I am just so pumped following you all season long. I mean, look, I know this is kind of like a backdoor conversation, and maybe I'm just wrong, but I feel like this year, Jeff, at least you on social media, are talking more baseball in August than I can ever remember. Now, and by the way, that's not an indictment of talking baseball or not talking baseball, but maybe you're doing well in leagues. I have no idea, but it feels like you are just like super passionate about it this late in the season.
Yeah, I am. I'm always super passionate, but the good news here is I'm also doing more podcasts than I've ever done. That's the one thing. I used to do one a week, and now I'm up to three a week, in part because, you know, football season on other outlets is, you know, it's what pays the bills. So kind of have to do a lot of football talk there, and I'm one of those people that does both. But I'm having a blast, and like, you know, Tim Heaney and I did a pod yesterday talking about closers for next season and talking about our closer strategy for next season, because it's been a wild year for closers. It's really been difficult, and dealing with teams' bullpen management and dealing with the high run environment, all these things, it's created a different challenge for us. So that's perfect fodder. But yeah, I am super enthusiastic about it, and yeah, I do have some good teams that also does tend to help. I have 16 leagues, Craig, so I am really, really pretty, and a lot of different formats, player pools and all that, but it's a great time. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I'm happy that I get to do this for a living.
Yeah, and listen, so am I. And listen, even on my show, we do like an hour of baseball, an hour of football, and I've never talked this much baseball on any fantasy baseball on any radio show in the last 10 years. So you know, it's exciting for me to do. Yep. Aside from covering the Marlins like I do, you know, before we get into this year, looking ahead to next year, it's a topic that came up on the show, not just with Lenny, but with some other people as well, and it seems to be at least making its way around the social media environment. Is that what we tend to do as people in the community or experts, however you want to call us, is get a good gauge for projections, how we think players may perform. And Jeff, I don't know that there'll ever be a more confusing offseason than the one that's coming up here, because I'm just not really sure if the commissioner of Major League Baseball, and baseball owns Rawlings, by the way, is going to basically say, yeah, we're going to change the baseball to bring it back to where it was. Is it going to stay the same? And I think that's going to play games with my projections, but I know that you do this professionally.
Absolutely.
And you guys print magazines and online publications. So, like, what is the plan for RotoWire? Like, what should my plan be for projecting next year?
Ah.